Now, Arab leaders are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, this weekend. They are still trying to figure out a way legislatively to avert a war. Members of the 22-nation Arab League are gathering there for a one-day summit, and they have drafted a communique. Our Michael Sullivan is in Sharm el-Sheikh. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And what can you tell us about the meeting today?
Well, the final communique is about what we expected. The Arab League members stated their opposition to any war against Iraq. They said they wanted more time for inspections to work, but also called on Saddam Hussein to abide by all UN resolutions. In addition, the resolution called on Arab countries not to participate in any war if one begins. Now, that falls short of what some longtime U.S. foes, such as Syria and Iraq, wanted. They wanted those countries hosting U.S. forces to kick them out. But obviously, Kuwait, Bahrain, and the Saudis weren't going to do that. So the resolution is basically a compromise.
It would still permit, as it's read by people in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, for them to permit to use their soil as a staging area for military activities?
It gives them political cover for doing so, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about what we're told was the kind of surprise move by the United Arab Emirates to call for Saddam Hussein to leave power?
That proposal was floated by the United Arab Emirates earlier today, and it came as a surprise to many people. The leader of the UAE called on Saddam Hussein to step down within 14 days and to go into exile in order to avoid a war. Under the proposal, his top aides were to have gone with him, and he would not have faced any future prosecution for any alleged misdeeds. This was the first time that that a public call has been issued by an Arab head of state for Saddam to step down, which is significant, but in the end, there is no mention of it in the final communique whatsoever.
Michael, was the meeting contentious?
At the beginning of the meeting, things seemed to be going fairly well, but a few hours in, things did get a little contentious. In fact, after Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi started speaking, he and the Saudi representative, Prince Abdullah, got into a little bit of a tiff, and Prince Abdullah actually walked out after the exchange with Gaddafi, during which Gaddafi criticized Saudi Arabia for allowing U.S. forces to be based on Saudi soil. The row got heated, and the crown prince did walk out, but he later returned. But the whole episode just highlights the divisions here at the Arab League and the fact that around this table today sat Arab leaders who are bitterly opposed to the U.S. presence in the region, mm-hmm. and across the table from them sat others who are not only allies of the U.S., but have, as you mentioned, agreed to allow it to use their territory as basis for any future attack.
Mm-hmm. Michael, did you get the impression that the 22 leaders of Arab states who were gathered there in Sharm el-Sheikh today believe that they have any influence that can be wielded at this point to avert a war, either by applying pressure to Saddam Hussein to leave or convincing the United States and the United Kingdom to establish a more generous timetable? Any options they have?
I don't think that the leaders here realistically believe that they had any real options for convincing either Saddam Hussein to step down or convincing the U.S. and Britain to give Saddam Hussein more time to comply with U.N. resolutions. I mean, basically, the Arab League knows that it has very little power, but I think the best that they thought they could hope for is that they add their collective voice, which they did today in this resolution, to that of the French and the Germans and all the other countries who are calling on the U.S. to give Saddam Hussein more time, to give the inspectors more time to see if this thing can work, and more time for Saddam Hussein to do what he's promised and failed to do so far.
Michael, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Scott.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking with us from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, the site of the 22-nation Arab League meeting today.